This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, May 27th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Elizabeth Edwards says that under John McCain's health care reform proposal, neither she nor Senator McCain could get coverage. They're both cancer survivors. Michael Cannon, the Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, offers his thoughts.
John McCain rolled out his health care plan recently, and a key feature of that plan is that it would allow people a tax break if they purchase health insurance on what we call the individual market. In other words, if they buy it directly from an insurer. There's a lot of fear, mostly on the political left, that if we do something like that, then sick people are not going to be able to obtain health insurance. Elizabeth Edwards, for example, the wife of former Senator John Edwards, criticized the McCain plan because she said that both she and John McCain, who are cancer survivors, would not be able to obtain health insurance in the world that John McCain would like to see. That's mostly wrong, what Mrs. Edwards said. And the reason is this. The individual health insurance market, even though it has been drained of a lot of customers by the huge tax break for employer-sponsored insurance, even though it has been heavily regulated by the states in ways that drive up the cost of insurance, the individual health insurance market covers millions of people with high-cost conditions. And that insurance stays with them, in many cases, longer than employer-sponsored insurance does. And the reason is this. As long as you purchase health insurance while you're healthy, the insurance in the individual market is generally guaranteed renewable, which means that you have the option of renewing year after year, no matter what your health status, and you will not be individually underwritten. What that means is the insurer doesn't come back in the second year or the third year and look at your health status and say, well, we're going to charge you more. They increase premiums for everyone in your pool by the same amount, which means that over time, the healthy people are paying a little more than they would given their health status, and sick people are paying less given their health status. So the healthy people are subsidizing the sick. And this happens, there's a study that came out recently that showed that people with high-cost conditions in the individual market are less likely to lose their coverage and become uninsured than people with insurance through a small employer. In fact, people with high-cost conditions who have insurance through a small employer are about twice as likely to become uninsured as people with high-cost conditions who have individual insurance. So what that really says is that Mrs. Edwards was wrong. John McCain and Elizabeth Edwards and a lot of other people with cancer and HIV and a lot of high-cost conditions would be able to get and keep health insurance in the individual market, provided they purchase it while they're still healthy.
Now, to what extent does with the McCain plan, looking at the McCain plan, it seems that it sort of tilts the balance toward individuals going out and getting coverage on their own and not continuing to get it through their employer?
Really, what it does is it doesn't tilt the balance. It balances the balance. It levels the playing field between the individual health insurance market and employer-sponsored insurance. So there are no tax benefits or penalties for going one way or the other, and consumers would be making that decision just based on the value that each option provides.
What change could reasonably be expected from that policy change?
You would likely see a lot of people leaving employer-sponsored insurance. And why wouldn't they if they're working for a small employer and they're likely to lose their coverage if they become very sick? I think a lot of people will migrate to the individual market so they can get more protection. Now, a lot of large employers will probably continue to offer insurance. And there, you'll see employees making the decision of where to insure based on whether they value the, let's say, the lower administrative costs involved in large group insurance or the continuity involved in individual market insurance, where you can get a health plan that stays with you from job to job.
Where is Elizabeth Edwards right? You said she was mostly wrong.
Now, where Elizabeth Edwards is correct is there may be some people who, if John McCain's plan becomes law, lose their employer-sponsored insurance and can't get a subsequent policy because of what they call adverse selection, because healthy people are leaving their employer-based plans and the sicker people on those plans stay, the premiums go up, and either they can no longer afford the premiums or the employer drops the plan. There are a lot of things that can be done to mitigate that problem, but we have to assume that that problem will materialize. the question then becomes, how do we subsidize people who need the help without undoing all the good that insurance markets can do on their own? First thing to remember is Elizabeth Edwards doesn't need help. Neither does John McCain. So there are going to be a lot of people who actually have resources who will be able to obtain the care that they need. But there will always be some people, you know, I think most of the people will not be the millionaires that that the McCains and Edwardses are. So I think that really it's best left to the states to figure out how to subsidize those people without trying to force those subsidies through insurance markets, which really cause those markets to unravel and cause more people to lose their health insurance.
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and co-author of the book Healthy Competition. You can order your copy at cato.org.